أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. اللهم صل على محمد. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الحمد لله، all praise belongs to Allah سبحانه وتعالى. That once more we have the opportunity in this holy month of Ramadan, in the year 1439, to continue the session of Tafsir of Quran. This year, as I said yesterday, instead of taking a surah or a passage of the Quran, we are going to look at a theme, a thematic approach. And the theme which I have chosen is Shaitan. How does Shaitan, what does Quran say about Shaitan? And how does he mislead us? Shaitan is an enemy. What are those verses which are telling us? And what should we do to fight the Shaitan? So we'll take this as a theme. Today is the second lecture, inshallah. So we continue. But of course, like yesterday, we took from the khutbah of the Prophet. Now we are going to take a passage from the dua to welcome the month of Ramadan by the fourth Imam, Imam Ali Zain al-Abidin, salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi. Those of us who were here yesterday, last night, here in the Jamaat, there was a recitation of dua to welcome the month of Ramadan. This is dua number 44 of Sahifa Sajjadiya, whereby the fourth Imam is welcoming the month of Ramadan. It's a beautiful dua. Although today is already second night and the first day of Ramadan, but I still suggest to you, I impress upon you strongly to read the translation of this dua. Because Imam does not only talk welcoming Ramadan, but Imam within this dua talks about the greatness of Ramadan. He also talks about what should we do? How should we welcome? For example, you know, when we welcome a guest at home, depending who is coming at your home, right? If some special guest is coming, then you make all the preparations and you inform your children also what to do. You inform your family that so and so is coming. Make sure that we try to have the best of welcome, right? In the same way, Imam is teaching us in this dua how to welcome the month of Ramadan and what should we do, right? So in passage number 10, this is what Imam says. وَفِقْنَا فِيهِ لِأَنْ نَسِلَ أَرْحَامَنَا بِالْبِرِّ وَالسِّلَةِ. Oh Allah, in this month of Ramadan, give us tawfiq, right? Give us success in this month to do what? To tighten our bonds of kin with devotion and gifts. If you have a brother, you have a sister, you have an uncle, you have your parents, you have any relatives, Imam says, لِأَنْ نَسِلَ أَرْحَامَنَا. Arham is all your kith and kin, your blood relatives, right? We try to just connect our with them, right, in this month, with devotion and gifts. We do it seriously. It's not, for example, I want to really connect my brother, so one text message I sent him or one telephone I called him, he did not pick up. So you can say, I tried to call him, he did not pick up, so that's done. I done my duty. No. With devotion, I do it. I'm seriously, I had some misunderstanding, we had some kind of disagreement, and we stopped talking, but now month of Ramadan has come, I would like to renew that relation. So I will make a point, I'll go out of my way to talk, try to get to talk to him and connect him. So with devotion and gifts, sometimes, it's very important. You should know giving of gift is recommended in Islam, not as a kind of bribe. The hadith says when you gift, there is closeness and love of, between people. So, for example, if you know that you have a disagreement with your brother, with your nephew, with your uncle, right? Try to find an occasion. For example, if you made a very good food, just send an email or telephone that my son or my daughter is going to come and deliver the food. Because since we made this thing, we decided to share with you, right? So Imam says that, oh Allah, give me success to tighten our bonds of kin with devotion and bestowal, right? And attend to our neighbors with bestowal and giving. Again, it is important. In this month of Ramadan, as you are fasting, Let your neighbors also be involved. When you make good food, for example, say it's a fasting time, so we have made special food, we would like to involve you. Because you can imagine when Prophet also, when he gave the khutbah from the month of Ramadan, he said, Ya ayyuhan nas, kad akmal alaykum shahrullah, right? He says, O people, the month of Allah has approached you. So he doesn't say, Ya ayyuhal muslimun. He doesn't say, Ya ayyuhal mu'minun, because the values of Ramadan are universal. I don't know how many of you got a clip in WhatsApp today, which I received, that even the Prime Minister Trudeau has given a message, right? Welcome in the month of Ramadan. And he talks about some of the values which are there in Ramadan. One of them is the social values, the social aspect of it, right? So it is a universal value. So Imam says, attend to your neighbors with devotion and with giving, right? Free our wealth from claims. If there's any kind of claim on your wealth, for example, some khums is due, some zakat is due, some debt is due, you've given somebody a pledge, you promised somebody that you are going to donate, try to free. This is the best time. You know, if you cannot, then take an extension, but this is the time, right? Clearly, Imam says that no, we should free our wealth from claims. Then the Imam says, and purify them through paying the alms. When we give, you know, zakat literally means purification. So when we give zakat on our wealth, when we try to share with the poor our wealth, right? It is, you should know that it is actually a good thing. There's a hadith, a time would come, there'll be so much, you know, wealth amongst the people, that people will be looking for the poor, right? But how can I purify my wealth? That's not the case just now. Just now it's reversed, right? Just now there are so many cases. Every time we receive an email or text message saying that so-and-so needs help, right? So purify your wealth by giving things which is wajib, no, which is legal alms. Connect to him who has deserted us. If somebody has abandoned you, your friend, your colleague, he has decided to just cut off with you. Imam says, this is that month of Ramadan, right? Wherein you will connect to the one who has abandoned you, the one who has deserted you. Do that, no, Imam says. Imam says, treat justly him who has wronged us. If somebody has wronged you, subhanallah, Imam doesn't say, no, you just try to reciprocate by even doing wrong to him. No. In fact, Imam says that I will treat justly with that person. Do you see why? That let that person realize that because you are fasting, because you are in the month of fasting, a very special month wherein you've got relation with Allah, right? So if he has even deserted, he has, for example, wronged you, not deserted, he has wronged you, you will try to act justly with that person. This is month of Ramadan, Imam is saying. Yesterday we recited this dua, this part of the dua Imam is saying, right? And make peace with him who shows enmity towards you. Somebody who is an enemy towards you, he's showing animosity towards you, you make peace with him in this month of Ramadan. This is the specialty of Ramadan, that it is such a special month. We sometimes tend to overlook this aspect. Yes, fasting, dua, munajat, you know, charity. But this aspect, the social aspect which Imam mentions in his dua, is so important. So Imam says that make peace with him who shows enmity towards. But subhanallah, Imam says, man adana, hasha, man udiya, fikalaka. But yes, far be it. Imam is not taking those people who are enemy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can see, man udiya, fikalaka. The one who is enmity, you know, because of you and for you. So shaitan is one of them enemy, right? We are discussing about shaitan. The shaitan is, we have animosity against shaitan because shaitan, as we said yesterday, one of his work is always to go against. He has his own path. When you are trying to follow the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, path of Islam, shaitan will show you other path, right? So such people, Imam says, hasha, far be it, right? That we reconcile with him who is an enemy in you and for you. So somebody who is enemy of Allah, enemy of Islam, the one who takes us towards wrong, we would not reconcile with them. Do you see the principle here? Yes, this is the month of reconciliation, get together, you know, overcoming all the differences, yes. But not, there is no, for example, compromise against the enemy, right? It says, and then Imam says, for he is the enemy whom he will not befriend. The party whom we will not hold, you know, because this is فَإِنَّهُ أَدُوُ الَّذِي لَا نُوَالِهِ وَالْحِزْبُ الَّذِي لَا نُسَافِرُ. This is such a kind of enemy, we will never be friends. This is such kind of enemy which belongs to Hizb Shaitan, you know, the party of Shaitan. So that, in fact, takes us to this, you know, aspect of, you know, social aspect of Ramadan, right? So as we say that one of the aspects of Ramadan is, yesterday we discussed about the Quran in Ramadan. Today we are discussing the social aspect of, you know, Ramadan. It is very important. Please don't overlook this thing. How can I fast, you know, say my prayers, all those things, at the same time I cannot even say salam to you. I've got hatred against Nauzubillah one of you, or for something which has happened so many years. No, that should not be the case. We are all brothers and sisters. We have love and affection. No, because you are a believer, I'm a believer, you are a Muslim, I'm a Muslim, right? So there is no animosity, right? So you can see, I'll share with you an ayat from the Quran. This is Surah number 13, Ar-Ra'd. Allah says, أَفَمَنْ يَعْلَمُ أَنَّمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ رَبِّكَ الْحَقُّ كَمَنْ هُوَ أَعْمَى, right? إِنَّمَا يَتَذَكَّرُ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. Allah says, is someone who knows what has been revealed to you, what has been sent down to you from your Lord, is truth. He's like someone who is blind. In other words, Allah says that somebody who knows the truthfulness of Islam, the truthfulness, the haqq of Quran, the truthfulness of Rasulullah, is he the same and the one who does not know about it, the one who is blind about it? Can they be same? No. Can be like that person? So he's not like the someone who is blind, right? Then Allah says, إِنَّمَا يَتَذَكَّرُ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. Those who are people of intellect, people of admonition, people of understanding, they understand this thing. So the word Ulul Albab appears in Quran 16 times. How many times? 16 times. Allah talks about people of intellect, people who understand, people who take advice and follow it. You know, when you come to the majlis, when you come to a lecture, always sit there and pray to Allah that, Ya Allah, open my heart, open my mind, that I take something, understand it and follow it. Because these are the teachings of Prophet, of Ahlul Bayt, and above all of the Quran, right? So this is it, that Inna Mayazak Ulul Albab. Ulul Albab are people who understand, who take notion. Then Allah explains the qualities of Ulul Albab in this surah, number 13. In the next verse, not 20, but 21, it says, وَالَّذِينَ يَسِلُونَ مَا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ بِي أَنْ يُسَلَى. Ulul Albab are those who connect, right? Are those who join what Allah has commanded to be joined. So when you, for example, renew relation with your relatives, when you, for example, try to join with your brother whom you had disagreed, when you try to call your uncle or your nephew or your cousin whom you had a disagreement, you are following what Allah has commanded. So Allah says, "Al-ladina yasiluna ma amar Allah," what Allah has commanded, and you salabi, you know, that you should, in fact, and you salah, that you should connect. وَيَخْشَوْنَ رَبَّهُمْ وَيَخَافُونَ سُوَ الْحِسَابِ. They have fear of the Lord and are afraid of the adverse reckoning. No? سُوَ الْحِسَابِ. Why do we do this thing? Because we fear. So brothers, a very important aspect of Ramadan is try to just overcome your differences. Reconcile with your brothers and sisters. Can be your real brother, can be your cousin, can be your brother in Islam. Because we are a small community, this is a big community, but if you see overall, we are a small community, we live with each other, we have our own ways of doing it. Sometimes your way is different than mine. You know, maybe sometimes you've done something which I dislike. I say, no, I'm not going to talk to this person forever. You can't do that, not at all. Yes, we have disagreement. Your way of doing is different by mine, but that doesn't mean that we are enemies, not at all. That doesn't mean that we are going to cut off, no. So the spirit of Islam is that we will rebuild those relations. It's very important. And don't overlook this thing, right? And Quran says clearly, right? So call, email, text your relatives who are near and far. In this holy month, we would like to reconcile and get connected, right? It is very important aspect, right? But yes, as we said yesterday again, we can never get close to Shaitan. Oh, don't say, I'm in the best spirit of Ramadan, that I can even reconcile with Shaitan. No, not at all. Shaitan is an enemy. An enemy, you know, for the cause of Allah, right? So clearly you can see, and all of us recite Surah Yasin, so we know these verses by heart, right? Because we recite this surah again and again. On the day of Qiyamah, right, when Mumineen will be rewarded, you know, right, when there will be all of them said, you are in peace, There'll be a group, the mujrimeen, right? Those who are the guilty ones. They'll be told, وَمْتَازُ الْيَوْمَ الْمُجْرِمُونَ أَيُّهَا الْمُجْرِمُونَ. Oh, those who are guilty, you stay away. You will not enjoy Jannat. Just go away. وَمْتَازُ الْيَوْمَ أَيُّهَا الْمُجْرِمُونَ. Today, on this day, oh, the guilty, stay away. أَلَمْ أَحَدْ إِلَيْكُمْ يَا بَنِي آدَمَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُ الشَّيْطَانِ إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوبٍ. Then Allah is telling, on the day of judgment, we'll be told, this group of guilty, first of all, they will be told, get aside. Don't be with others who are achieving all the kind of rewards and all the kind of ni'mat. No, just get aside. You are a different group, right? Then they'll be told, Alam ahad lakum ya bani Adam. Did I not charge you? Did I not, you know, did I not exhort you? Did I not advise you? An la ta'budu shaitan. Do not worship shaitan. Innahu lakum aduhu mubin. Because he is a manifest, an open enemy to you. Right? Subhanallah. Then Allah says, وَعَنِعْبُدُونِي and worship me. So do you see the fact that the worship of shaitan and Allah is opposite? If you worship Allah, you cannot worship shaitan. If you worship shaitan, you cannot worship Allah. Right? Don't try to have to. وَعَنِعْبُدُونِي, worship me. هَذَا صِرَاطٌ مُسْتَقِيمٌ. Right? Every day, 10 times we say in Salat, اَهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ مُسْتَقِيمٌ. Oh Allah, keep us on the right path or guide us to the right path. What is that path? Quran is telling us, هَذَا صِرَاطٌ مُسْتَقِيمٌ. This is the path of صِرَاطٌ مُسْتَقِيمٌ. What is the path of صِرَاطٌ مُسْتَقِيمٌ? Worshipping only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Staying away from shaitan is صِرَاطٌ مُسْتَقِيمٌ. Worshipping only Allah is صِرَاطٌ مُسْتَقِيمٌ, right? وَلَكَدْ أَضَلَّ مِنْكُمْ جِبِلًا كَثِيرًا. أَفَلَمْ تَكُنُوا تَعْقِلُونَ. Allah says that no, certainly shaitan has led astray many of generations. Many people, generations, not only that, communities after communities were misled by shaitan. أَفَلَمْ تَكُنُوا تَعْقِلُونَ. Why don't you then exercise your reason? Why don't you just look at the history? Just look at how people have been misled, right? So it is very, very clear, you can see, warning. The shaitan is an open enemy. Do not worship him. Now here, important thing is that worshipping does not mean that, oh, I'm saying two rakat namaz for shaitan. No. Doesn't mean that, oh, I'm going to sajda for shaitan. Not at all. When we just, for example, do satanic acts, haram things, things which are abhorred, disliked in Islam, that itself is like worshipping shaitan. Right? It's not, for example, no, worshipping shaitan means no, you may say two rakat namaz or you fast for shaitan. No, nobody does that, right? No Muslim does that thing, right? No Muslim, for example, like, says two rakat namaz. But no, when I say two rakat namaz, at the same time, I'm saying qurbatan lillahi ta'ala. It is only for the sake of Allah. But then at the same time, oh, my friend is looking at me. Oh, somebody is looking at me. Let me try to improve my namaz. That is not a namaz for Allah. That is namaz for somebody else. Ayatollah Khomeini Marhum used to say a very good thing. He says that, no, in the morning, you want to wake up for Salat, Al-Fajr, right? You want to wake up. And then, because of the weather or because of the comfort you are having or no, of your bed, you are not waking up. Again, you want to wake up, but then Shaitan says, no, don't wake up. No, you are just taking it lightly, right? Until a thought comes to your mind. He says, wow, if I don't wake up, and today I have to drive to, because he's in Iran, he says, I have to drive to Tehran from Qum, right? I have to drive to Tehran. If I don't say my Salat, and whilst driving to Tehran, what if an accident happens? So suddenly you jump from the bed and says, no, let me say my prayers. Imam Khomeini says, this namaz is useless. Because it was not for the sake of Allah. Just a thought came to your mind that if I don't say namaz, I may go through an accident. So because of that, you woke up. No. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether I have an interview today, whether I'm going to travel today, whether I have a safar today or not, no. Why we say prayers? It's wajib, irrespective. It's winter, it's snowy, it's short time, long time, not at all. We will not make qaza, right? So for the sake of Allah. So when we do things which are haram, these are satanic acts, and we are doing, by the shaitan, and I mean, told clearly, that this is the people who will not be grouped with the others, right? So we continue about shaitan, our discussion. The word shaitan comes in Quran 70 times. Subhanallah, do you see, as I said yesterday, we discussed yesterday that Allah is warning us again and again. It's not something, for example, just in the passing. We are being warned that this is your enemy. No, be on guard against him. He can trick you, he can trap you, he can entangle you easily. So 70 times the word shaitan comes in the Quran in singular form, 6 times in indefinite form. That means al-shaitan or shaitan, right? And then 18 times shayateen. So 70 plus 18 is how much? 88 times. Do you see? It's not that, for example, it's just passing. Again and again in the Quran, 18 times the word shaitan comes. This is similar to munafiqun. Munafiqun also very dangerous. See, just now Muslims are suffering. Have you seen what is happening in Gaza? Which Muslim countries have said, right? Only a handful Muslim countries have condemned this thing. Only handful. If today 41 Muslim countries, right, were together and give a statement, a very strong statement, that we cannot allow this killing, they would not dare to do this again. But they do it all the time, right? Because there are hypocrites sitting there who call themselves as Muslims, as leaders of Muslims, but they don't care about these things. They would rather care about their own pockets, right? So Munafiqun also has mentioned Quran 80 times. Why? They are enemies. Do you see this thing? In the same way, Shaitan is mentioned 88 times. Do you see this thing? Quran, subhanallah, you can imagine certain things are wajib, right? Happens in Quran only in passing. For example, khums is wajib. How many times Quran is mentioned about khums? 3 times, 2 times, 4 times, that's all, right? But Shaitan is such an enemy. Allah has mentioned 88 times with the word Shaitan. Besides, his sifat are mentioned somewhere else. Munafiqun are so dangerous that they mention Quran. Although there is a whole surah, number 63, Surah Al-Munafiqun, right? Al-Jumu'ah is 62, next surah is Al-Munafiqun. In spite of that, throughout the Quran, Munafiqun are being mentioned 80 times. They are dangerous, right? Shaitan is dangerous. Be aware of that, right? Again, let's remind, Shaitan comes from the word shatana, to be obstinate, become remote or far from the truth, from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who burns with hatred and anger and is lost, right? He has hatred against you because he was not successful, Iblis, now he's getting back at you, right? A rebellious, noisy, evil, a troublesome person also is known Shaitan in Arabic, right? So you can see, because it's not only that Iblis. It is also, you can see, and that's why, you know, when this is used, as we'll see, so that even a man can be a Shaitan sometimes on account of what he does. So we go to the next now. These are the verses we started yesterday. We'll discuss in detail today, inshallah, until we complete our time today. We've got still 9 minutes to complete. This is subhanallah. Whenever in Quran you say the word kul. Kul means what? It's a command Allah is saying. Say, kul huwallahu had. Kul a'udhu bi falak. In Quran, more than 200 times the word kul comes. There was a leader of Arab, now he has died, he has been killed, he was dictator, Gaddafi, right? Once he said, we should remove kul in the Quran. He said, kul is historical. We should remove that thing. But no, because he was dictator, nobody, for example, could know. Say anything. But Muslims opposed. They said, no. If you start making one change, tomorrow we'll say start another change, third change. Then you'll go and change the whole Quran. Then we'll start looking for the old Quran. No. We'll stay there. But he forgot one thing, that when the word kul is there, at least what it proves that Muhammad is not the author of the Quran. Muhammad is the receiver of the Quran. Rasulullah is the receiver of the Quran, right? Allah is the author of the Quran. So Allah says, kul. Rabbi a'udhubika min hamazati shayateen. Oh Allah, my Lord, Rabbi a'udhubika, I seek refuge in you, min hamazati shayateen, from the promptings, from the whisperings, from the temptings of shaitan. Do you see this thing? Prophet is being told. Remember, we said yesterday, Prophet is the most perfect person on this earth to walk. The most, this is our belief, all Muslims, all. Shia, Sunni, Ismaili, Zaydis, anybody you ask, they'll tell you, Rasulullah, if I could not believe, is the most perfect person to walk on this earth. Even that Rasulullah, who is such a perfect person, masoom, right? Infallible. Allah says to him, kul, Rabbi a'udhubika min hamazati shayateen. Oh Allah, I seek your protection from the temptings of shaitan. What does this tell you? The shaitan is so dangerous, right? Such an enemy that you have to keep your guard on. The Prophet has been told, وَعُوذُبِكَ رَبِّي أَنْ يَحْضُرُونَ. Not only that, oh Allah, I seek protection, that no, shaitan comes to me. You should stay away from me. You know, and hadara, for example, you know, somebody in your presence, right? When you say hadrat, that means in your presence, right? So, an yahdrun, that they should be present. And because of that, you, subhanAllah, there's a hadith from the sixth Imam, Imam Jafar Sadiq, salawatullahi wasalamu alayhi. Imam says, this is Al-Kafi. You know, Al-Kafi is the most important book of hadith, right? Al-Kafi, volume number 2, page 533, there's a hadith whereby Imam says, every day, 10 times before sunrise, and every day, 10 times before sunset, recite this dua. So brothers and sisters, if you are listening, inshallah, these slides will be posted on our sites, inshallah. If you want, I can also send you. This dua also is Mafatul Jinan, right? Memorize this dua. See what Imam says. Say 10 times. A'udhu billahi as-samil alim. I seek protection with Allah, who is all listening and all knowing, right? Min hamazati shayateen, from the temptations of the shaitans, right? A'udhu billahi, and I seek protection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, an yahdurun, that this shaitan be in my presence. In Allah huwa as-sami'ul alim. Allah is all hearing and all knowing. And see what Imam says, subhanallah. Imam says, if you forget to do this thing, this is in Al-Kafi, you can go and check it, I'll give you the reference, right? Go and check it. Imam says, for in nasita faqadayta kama taqdi as-salat iza natansiha. Imam says, if you forget reciting this dua, then do qaza of it, the way you do qaza of namaz. Namaz, sometimes when it's missed out, what do? We do qaza, right? We don't miss our namaz, but for example, when it's missed out, right? In the same way, what does this tell you? All right? And Sheikh Abbas al-Kumi, he says in Mafatul Jinan, that recite is there. If you just open Mafatul Jinan, the first part of Mafatul Jinan is the surahs of the Quran, right? After surahs comes Taqibatul Amma, the Taqibat of namaz after of all the namaz. That means the common Taqibat, right? And then comes Taqibat of what, Zuhur, Asr, Maghrib, Isha, and then comes Taqibat of Fajr. If you go to Taqibat of Fajr, that means things to be said after Fajr namaz, this dua is there in Mafatul Jinan. You can check it, right? Anybody I can show is there. So you can see 10 times. All this is pointing to the same point, that how much important it is that we should be on guard against Shaitan. He is an open enemy. He's always misleading us. He's always tempting us. Let's look at what is Hamazat. Let's look at the book. Yesterday, somebody asked me this question by text, and again, always people ask this question, which is the tafsir of Quran which is complete and available online, right? And I mentioned this last year also, again I'm repeating. There is, if you go to alislam.org, if you just write enlightening commentary, if you go there, that is 20 volumes, right? The entire tafsir is there in English, in 20 volumes. Yes, the translation is not professional, but it's a good. The contents of the tafsir is good, right? In that it says, the Quran uses hamazat and waswasa for satanic tools. These are the tools, right? These are the tools of shaitan. He does waswasa, he does hamazat, right? The Quranic word hamazat is the plural of the word humaza, meaning intense release, right? Discharge and stimulation. That means Shaitan releases in you those promptness intensely, right? It comes to you again and again. All of us have tested, right? For example, when sometimes we come to a thing, let's say we are going out, right? I'm sorry to give this example. I know there are elders here in the community, with due respect to them, right? We go out and a girl is there, right? A beautiful girl is just walking, not dressed properly. We know it's haram to see, especially when you are fast. We know it's haram, right? What happens? You try to stay away from that. Have you seen what Shaitan does? Shaitan says, no, look at it. Just once, just twice. It's just going, right? Shaitan will convince you, no, this is the beauty Allah has given. If you're not going to look at, who's going to look at, right? So many thoughts come to you. So this force, this internal energy which is coming out, this is known as hamazat. Do you see? Intensely, they say, this is what the tafsir says. It is, you can see, intense release and discharge and stimulation. It gives in you, pushing you, do it, do it, do it. Until that time, then do it, then it goes down, right? So that kind of thing is there, power, right? The Arabic word, Arabic letter Hamza is also called by the same name because it is articulated with the force at the back of the throat, Hamza, right? It's there, you can see. So whenever you come across the word Hamza, you realize that Hamza, these are the roots of the shaitan. Devilish prompts are strong and pushy. He does not leave you, right? I have only 2 minutes and I want to finish because today there is long program and I want to keep the time. Here, shaitan is in plural form, shayateen, tafsir says, because it refers to all shaitans manifest and conceal, men and jinn. So there are shaitan which are manifest open, there are shaitan which are concealed hidden, there are shaitan amongst jinn, there are shaitan amongst men, human beings. Sometimes your own son knows billah, sometimes your spouse can be shaitan, right? For example, that you are sitting to eat your iftar, you have fasted the whole day, you are having your iftar, it's a time of doing istighfar, reciting dua, and they start doing gibbet. What is this, subhanallah? No, so this is what happened, you can imagine. So this was shaitan. And also some means to whisper, I will make a suggestion, and all of us know this surah Nas, which ends right, min sharril waswas al khannas alladhi yuwaswisu fi sudur an-nas min al-jinnati wan-nas. Oh Allah, I seek refuge of you from the evil of the sneaky tempter, right, who puts temptation into breasts of human beings from among the jinn and humans. Do you see? So this is shaitan. He uses waswasa and hamazat to tempt us, to suggest things against us. Immediately, and the person, inshallah, will continue tomorrow, the person who is used to reciting dhikr, especially when you come across such a situation whereby shaitan is forcing you to do something, what do? Just say, A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. Allah will give you the strength to stay away from the mischief of shaitan. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that may Allah give us tawfiq that we are able to recite the Quran in this holy month of Ramadan. May Allah give us tawfiq that we are able to understand the Holy Quran. May Allah give us tawfiq that we are able to reflect on the Quran. And finally, may Allah give us tawfiq that we are able to follow the teachings and the commands of Quran as practiced by the Prophet and his Ahlul Bayt. Wa salli ala Muhammad wa alihi tawahirin. Allahumma.